Afghanistan's election concerns underground Christians. A Vienna church plant looks to grow, and hundreds of volunteers are needed for Urbana 09. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Violence surrounding Afghanistan's elections is causing many to pause as they consider the risk to their safety in voting. There are concerns security could degenerate further as the post-election results are made known. Open Doors' Carl Muller says a lot's at stake for the Christian community in Afghanistan.
Pray that the violence that has been seen thus far in the lead-up to this election today is moderated so that the Christians can vote.
Believers have no voice. While constitutionally authorities may not discriminate against religious minorities, they often ignore the persecution that does occur.
Remember that there are secret believers today in Afghanistan, even though the numbers on the census scale register zero for Christian belief. It's a very vulnerable and invisible minority within the country, and they need to be supported in prayer. It is extremely difficult for them to get the material resources that they need to grow in their faith, and even to be in fellowship with other believers. It's quite precarious.
Next, a pregnant Christian woman has lost her baby after Pakistani police beat her and dragged her naked through their station. International Christian Concern reports Farzana works as a maid, and her boss accused her and another woman of stealing jewelry. After Farzana's husband filed a report, the district suspended two police officers and dropped the charges against the women. Pray for justice and comfort for the family and for the spread of the gospel in Punjab. You're listening to Mission Network News. Team missionaries to Vienna, Dan and Rachel Zook, share what God's doing in Austria. First, the Beheim Gaza Baptist Church they help plant is flourishing in its outreach to other churches and the community. Dan says,
"The church has a vision to be a church that does not exist just for itself. From the very beginning, we wanted to be a church where life from God would be experienced and shared with others and all that the different forms that that takes."
One way they're doing this is through developing a children's ministry and sharing it with other churches in the area. Another way is through a ministry Rachel helped start called HATSVAC, or Heart Ministry. This ministry helps women trapped in human trafficking and prostitution by sharing Christ's love with them where they are. Rachel says,
"It's a growth out of our church, but it's really become something that many, many churches are working together, and it's amazing to see what God's done over the last 2.5 years.
Pray for the Zooks as they look to start more churches in Vienna and for God to raise up leaders there. Meanwhile, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship still needs 800 more volunteers for Urbana 09 in St. Louis. InterVarsity's Triennial Student Missions Conference will be held over 5 days right after Christmas. Everyone interested in volunteering is invited to a rally in St. Louis on September 12th. You could utilize your people, computer, organizational, or many other kinds of skills to help educate and energize 20,000 people to spread the gospel around the world. Mission Aviation Fellowship takes seriously the task of reaching the uttermost parts of the earth. MAF shares the love of Jesus Christ through aviation and technology, so isolated people can be physically and spiritually transformed. They can't do it without people, and that's why they have Brian B. Hall, their East Coast recruiter. He says while the needs are great,
"Thankfully, we're not at the point of having to close fields because of not having the personnel. There are, I'd say, on most of our fields, opportunities that are not being met because we don't have enough people or airplanes on the field to fill those needs."
MAF works in Africa, Central and South America, Southeast Asia, and Russia. B. Hall explains the type of workers they need.
"We could use 20 to 25 pilot mechanics. I think we're still looking for 2 teachers. We've got a couple of business finance spots that are open, also with computer skills. Somebody came to us right now. We've got a place on the field where we could put them."
Get connected at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West, yet few Christians know much about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Ramadan, which begins August 22nd. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.